Harley just filed for trademarks on two new models in the Rev Max lineup. Let's get into it. The first one is the RMCR, and the other one is the RMXR. Now, the RMCR is almost definitely the Rev Max Cafe Racer based on the prototype we saw earlier this year at Daytona Bike Week. It was also displayed at Mama Tried, I believe, but I saw it at Daytona Bike Week. The question is going to be, what is going to be the RMXR? This is a totally new thing I haven't heard anything about. Now, just because Harley-Davidson filed for a trademark does not guarantee we're going to see these as future models. They filed for a trademark on the Bronx in the past, and yet that model never came to fruition. Now, the Bronx was originally listed on their website, at Harley-Davidson's website, back in like 2020 as a future model. There were several other models listed on there at the time, including a Scrambler and a Cafe Racer, which I still have a picture of. Check this out. Now, that doesn't look all that different from the concept bike we saw at Bike Week earlier this year. Harley-Davidson had these bikes on display to get the public's opinion of them. They had a little place you could fill out, like with an iPad, and tell them what you thought of this bike. Several content creators, including myself, made videos about it. Now, one of the reasons I think we never saw the Bronx was because it was a 975. When the Pan America 1250 came out with 150 horsepower, they set the bar pretty high for Harley-Davidson. And when like something like the 1250S came out, the Nightster, and those numbers didn't reach that 150 horsepower with the 1250 Sportster S, people were disappointed. That motor was retuned for torque to be more of the characteristics of a V-twin. But after seeing those numbers, people wanted to see 150 horsepower of that 1250. I expect that the RMCR, that the concept bike, will be a 1250, because that's what they showed in the concept at Daytona Bike Week. The question is, will the XR be a 1250, or will it be something else? Now, I think this kind of fits into Harley-Davidson's current strategy. At the Q1 business update, the new CEO said that Harley-Davidson was going to try and come out with like 20 new models, that most of those would be less capital intensive, being more affordable, more blank canvas bikes. So the Rev Max models right now are more in the, you know, $10,000 for the Nightster, $15,000 for the Sportster S, $20,000 for the Pan America. So it seems like they could potentially build an RMXR and an RMCR in that 15 to low 20s range. Maybe I thought if we did a 975, they could even bring that price down to sub $15,000. Now, the XR is the one I'm really interested in. The Cafe Racer is dripped in carbon fiber. It's cool looking, but I don't think the ergonomics are going to be for me. And to be honest, I don't think we'll get a carbon fiber version of it in production. I think they're going to have to do something more like the original concept bike to make it more affordable. Doing a carbon fiber version is definitely going to increase the price and make it harder to keep it in that more affordable price range. Harley-Davidson has not released any new Rev Max models in a couple years, with the exception of the Pan America ST, which is really just a variant of the Pan America that's a little more streetable. 17-inch wheels and tires, lower windshield, a few other small changes, but a little different ergonomics. I rode the bike. It's very interesting, great power, but the ergonomics just weren't for me. And I'm afraid that's the same thing with the Cafe Racer. I don't think the ergonomics on that style of bike are going to fit me. Now, what they would do on a RMXR, hard to say. Again, probably going to gear this toward a younger demographic, trying to bring new riders into the culture. So the ergonomics are probably going to be a little more aggressive than what an old graybeard like myself particularly wants. But I would be interested in trying it. I mean, they had an XR 1200. I recently rode an 883R, which was based off of the flat track, and somebody had customized it. And that's the great thing about Harley-Davidson, the ability to customize their motorcycles and all the aftermarket support. So if they came out with an RMXR and maybe the ergonomics were a little too aggressive for me, I could probably change out the handlebars, change out the floor controls, go to forwards if they were mids or something like that, and make that bike a little more ergonomically correct for me and my age group and my body type. I don't want to be hunched over the tank. But that doesn't mean I wouldn't be interested in one. Hey guys, I want to thank Beyond Riders for sponsoring today's video. If you don't know who Beyond Riders is, they make Kevlar armored riding gear, including mesh shirts, flannel shirts, soft shell jackets for wintertime, and their khaki pants just recently got approved for CEAA rating. I have a set coming so I can review those, tell you what I think of those, and we're going to look at some more of their gear. But if you're interested in gear that doesn't look like track gear, make sure you use my link down below and my code to save a few bucks off your next purchase from Beyond Riders. Again, thanks guys for supporting the channel and sponsoring today's video. Now let's get back to the talk about the RMCR and the RMXR. Now the strategy of this new CEO with these bikes and the other things we're seeing like the Deadwood and the Superglide has me excited. I feel like he is going in the right direction, and I feel like this strategy kind of resembles a strategy we had prior to Jochen Zeitz, which was all roads lead to Harley Davidson. That was about having more models in the portfolio for people to choose from, things like the Bronx, the Cafe Racer, the Scrambler that they were doing a concept on. All of those things were designed to give Harley Davidson a chance to compete for a rider that didn't currently see a model that they were interested in. And I think that's a good thing. And I think not that, you know, I love my 2024 Street Glide, and I'm glad that Harley Davidson updated the Bagger platform and now they've updated the Softail platform. I think it's time for them to refocus on trying to bring new riders in with some different styles of bikes. Doesn't mean that I'm going to buy it. As long as they keep making some of those more traditional styling bikes and Batwing and Road Glides for touring guys and stuff like that, I don't see it hurting the traditional customer. We're not getting left out. We're getting what we want still. They're just bringing something new to the table for new people. And I hope existing riders will embrace that and not criticize Harley too much for experimenting at this. We need to see some growth in the motorcycle industry as a whole. Overall, Harley Davidson sales are way down from where they were, you know, 10, 15 years ago. It's not the heyday anymore. Will it ever get back to that level? I doubt it, but I would like to see more affordable models and a growth in the motorcycle industry as a whole. More consumers buying bikes or buying a second bike, things like that. I'm doing my part. I just bought another bike last Sunday. Keep watching for that video. It'll be coming out real soon. That's just a teaser for those of you guys who follow me and stay to the end of the video. All right, I'm going to go edit this thing up and get it out real quick because this just came out today, and I got a busy schedule this weekend. You guys, leave me a comment down below. Let me know which one would you be more interested in, the Cafe Racer or the XR? You know, what would you like to see in these models, 975, or does it have to be a 1200? What price point? Are you looking for something more affordable? Are you looking for something more premier like a carbon fiber dipped Cafe Racer? Let's leave Harley Davidson some feedback. Maybe they'll read the comments. And as always, I want to say thank you to you guys for supporting the channel. If you like this video, give it a big thumbs up. It really helps the channel grow, helps that video get seen by everybody. If you dig this kind of content, don't forget to hit that subscribe down below. Ring that bell to be notified the next time I drop a new video. And as always, y'all stay safe, keep on riding, and we'll see you in the next one.